there's going to be a continual move of God that no man will be able to put a name on or of any kind of move, but it will be steady and ongoing. And I believe next year we're going to see a massive move of the Spirit, a massive move of God that's going to sweep not only this state, but throughout the whole United States, and there will be people that will come to the knowledge of Christ. And the scripture that I read this morning, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." We're still under the age of grace. But in time to come, that is going to be pulled out. And when that's pulled out, we're going with it. And I believe a lot of us is going to step out of this life and into the life everlasting. What a gift. What a promise.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Just wanted to share this Monday. this last Monday here, Juanita, Floyd, Don, Donna, Ron, I, Annie, went over to McMinnville High School and walked the grounds. Well, we went all the way around the guys. First thing you saw is you saw these big bloody bear claws, you know? Huh? Why were we walking the school? We were taking the land. We were taking back what God is putting. There's so much Satanism in that school. There's so much New Age in that school. There's so much spiritualism in that school. There's so much death. And we were just wanting to kick butt. Set our land back, man. These are our kids. We want them back. So we're walking, like I say, the first thing I saw these big clouds, I thought, well, you know, they're not coming up, so we're going to make them Lion of Judah. Blood of Jesus, this is their claws now. Every time this enters in, it's the blood of Jesus, because they're going to have to walk over the blood of Jesus now going into the school itself. And we just kind of continued, and the Lord just kind of gave us each one different things to pray for, different spirits. We get inside the school area. When we go inside the school, there's this table that Annie was telling us about. And see, Annie knows this school. She's in that school every day. She knows all of the kids that are very, very active in Satanism and the specific rituals that they do go through. And remember, I was up here last week or week before, and I'd showed you that symbol with the A and the circle and everything. Guess what's engraved on the tables? Okay. Very, very big. And so I kept walking in a circle and a circle, and so I couldn't stop walking in this circle around this particular one table. Juanita's over putting anointing oil into the bucket that the janitor is using. So wherever it got mocked, it got hit. And Annie's going, "Oh, my, 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 my." Then we go around the outside again, and as we're kind of finishing up toward the end of the march area, just to my right, there's this tree. Guess what's engraved in this tree is the A with the circle and everything. So Ron, bless his heart, had a nice little knife in his hand, and he put a J for Jesus and claiming it over it. Now, I'm coming. Now, this was Monday, and Tuesday night at intercession, Annie comes up and she shares with us. The first thing that she tells me when she meets me, she says, "You're not going to believe this. They had 120 kids went home sick." She say, 120 kids went home sick. Annie knew this because she wound up being one of them at the end of the line. And I think that was just to show what went on and what happened. Also, the particular table that I've been praying over, they could not sit at their table. They could not sit at their table. They kept going around the table all up, and that was their dedicated place. You know, so it just lets you know, prayer will work. It does work. There's power in it. Where we march and where we go, we take that land. That's what we're called to do. If we do not go out and take the land, it's not going to get done, because God calls you to go out and do it. There's schools all over this place. There's churches all over this place that needs walking. People, we need to exercise. We do. You know? Let's start walking little areas, little church here, little school there. Pray in tongues. Works wonders. Because God knows what needs to be moved. And I just wanted to share that.
That's neat. Yeah. You got one, Ron?
I'd like to say something here. That day when I was with Peggy and we prayed around at the school and that, I worked tons of Saturdays doing my modules at Walmart. And the night crew there, they're not filled at all. I mean, they have bad music playing. They're swearing. A lot of obscenities going on at night there. And that Friday night, last Saturday when I worked, they weren't doing nothing. I mean, they wouldn't even look at me. Nothing. And, I mean, it's so amazing, you know, like, the next thing I'm told to do, I'm supposed to anoint the pallet jacks in the back room there, because that's what they use when they load the trucks at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So, and, I mean, a lot of them are, I mean, I don't know if you guys all remember Rhonda Steele that was here for a while. She doesn't work there no more, but she was on the night crew for a while, and she told me that, you know, it's not fun at all working with them. I found that out, too.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I heard Jim from up, you know, lives up the corner, Jim, told me the other day, seen him driving through town.
We prayed and he's better.
Doing real well.
Kevin Steele is who we're talking about. Big guy, come here. You know, he had a beard, didn't he? Okay. And he had a stroke, but see, we got one here that had a stroke, and the side that Satan tried to damage is even stronger now than the other side.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yes. Okay. His name is Lord. We looked up Ronnie Harlan right now, Lord. I remember Brother Paul and I went in the hospital and prayed for a gal named Annie that they were going to take her legs off because her kidneys had stopped. And 3 days later, Lord, she was back in independence, Lord, completely healed. And so we know that you can do likewise for this man. Send a word now, Lord, the healing power. Lord, send a witness to him. Lord, whether it be a nurse, doctor, angel, however you do it, Lord, he needs Jesus right now. So we just open the heavens for him to receive. And in his mind, he's heard about the Lord, and now it's time for him to receive in the Holy Ghost and the power. And I just thank you for that healing, for the Father gets the glory in the Son. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Don said that my lamb is gone. Oh, there it is. Come back. It says as often as we do this to remember what Jesus has done for us. And he said, eat my flesh and drink my blood. As we eat it, they ate the lamb of the Passover. They ate all of it. And as we eat this today, to think about the power of the fullness of the word in us, the power of God, the fullness thereof in us. Let's eat. And Lord, when he drank, he said, this is my blood. This isn't blood, but this is a symbol of the life that he gave for you and me. So today, as we think of the life that he gave for us, let's also think of greater as he that's in us than Solomon, than the ark. Let's drink. Lord, I thank you for the revelation of the new wine. That's what we think about. And let this wine, Lord, just burn just a warm glow as it goes down through these bodies, Lord. Because we ask for this to be sanctified. You touched the water pots and they turned into new wine, Lord. And it's for the bride. And everyone partake of this wine today. Feel the warmth of this wine and the newness of life. In Jesus' name, and all God's children said, amen.
Oh,
that's good stuff.
Wow.
You got something? Come. There's a church in the valley by the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. Spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Oh, come, 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 come.
Yeah, well, I'm only doing because Sue made me. Has anybody seen the program on the tornadoes in Texas? I watched the whole program, and they were interviewing a lady, and she had gone out and taken pictures when the tornadoes, there were like six of them. And that picture is what she took. Well, that's in India, from what I understand.
Yeah,
but
this one came from India.
They took a picture. Okay, well, they. Okay. Well, she took pictures of the tornadoes, and then she got them developed, and when she turned the pictures as they were looking at them, on the side where that wasn't the tornado, but on above it. Exactly. I mean, exactly. And I mean, it was like, wow. So, huh? It was on a cable channel, and it was like on Discovery on the tornadoes from Texas, the one that there were six in a row, and then. Who can't? Oh, they saw Jesus in the pictures that they took of the tornadoes. Is that what you wanted me to say? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. Anyway, so I thought that was really neat. But it's been a couple months since I saw that. And last night was PCI at Sprague High School with the bands. And I got to help clean up. And I haven't been in Sprague High School in quite a few years to just walk the halls. Oh, there was murals that the kids have painted, and it was all demonic. Not one mural that wasn't. I was in awe of that. So.
Praise the Lord. Do you have something? Yeah. We'd have to get a hold of somebody someplace. Yes.
At Silver Falls this next Sunday from 12 to 4, they're having a Halloween party.
Where at? Silver Falls.
Silver Falls. One of the hosts, they were talking at the bonfire we had, and they were talking about dressing up and everything, and this one woman, she says, well, I'm a witch. She says, I'm going to dress up as a witch. And I talked to a woman that Bud and Sandy knows, and she tried to witness to them last year, and they're into this new age where they worship trees and all this and everything like that. I would really like, I don't know where it goes on to this Halloween party. I'm going to be here. But anyway, I would like prayer, you know, for Silver Falls, the Rangers. Anne is putting it on. Anne.
Lord, we come against all the worship in high places, the prophets of Baal. Lord, we know what Elijah did to the prophets of Baal, and they were destroyed. Lord, by the sword of truth, we cut into them in Jesus' name. We bind their powers and call confusion on them in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just thank you that you would send angels to all the high places,
yes.
Lord, and into all the schools, into our city government, Lord. It's time for a change. Lord, I remember a little lady standing up here one day saying, I'm back. Lord, it's about time for us to say, Jesus is back.
Yes.
And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Yes. You know, if you, people ask you sometimes, you know, it's funny, well, what church you go to? And, you know, it's nice to say, well, some big one someplace. But see, this church is big. We heard about what's on the internet. We're 55 countries. We're, over 60,000 have tuned in. We're already getting witnesses about people coming to the Lord. And there's a lot of them that we won't even hear about. And so when you say, well, how big is our church here? It's worldwide. Don't forget that. Don't ever hide it behind a corner and say, well, I go to, you know, say, we got a worldwide church. We're reaching the world right now. We are. Amen. I mean, it's powerful. We have prison ministries. We have all kinds of things going on. How many went to Omega Code movie? Yeah, nobody tell what went on. It was good. Huh? It's good. You like it. Yeah. How many are going today? Anybody? Yeah. Did you? Praise the Lord. I'm gonna let you go because we just keep going and going and oh, yeah. Come up and we'll do that.